But I wanted to get to this because Thursday, CBC journalist Ashley Burke falsely attacked Anna Polyev of nepotism because she is married to conservative MP Pierre Polyev. And I saw an interesting tweet on this. It read, asking why Margaret Trudeau only started getting speaking contracts after her son was elected PM, sexist and wrong. Asking Anna Polyev why she works in politics after over a decade of experience because of who she married 3 years ago, perfectly fine. All of this could have been avoided by CBC just making a quick Google search or crazy thought. It took a pretty quick phone call also to the woman at the center of this for me to get some facts. So joining us now is the woman whom I called. I wanted to give the self-made woman and immigrant the opportunity to respond to CBC's false accusations against her. Joining us right now, we have the senior political communications advisor to MP Michael Cooper, Anna Polyev. Good morning, Anna.
Polyev, thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for joining. I know that you're very busy, especially with your little one, too. And I understand if your little one ends up crying or talking while you're on air, because typically that's what happens on The Goods.
That is right. That's exactly what happened when you called me the other day. But thankfully, my husband, Pierre Polyev, is such a great father. He's right now with her, and they're outside. They're playing. So we should be good for today.
Well, fantastic. Make him work for it. So I want to get to this right away now, because you came to Ottawa, you knew nobody here, you taught yourself English, you paid your way through school, and then you get a job at Parliament Hill. How long before you met your husband?
That was back in 2008. I was 21 years old. Actually, yes, I moved to Ottawa when I was 19. I was just a teenager. I decided to move on my own. At the time, I only spoke French and Spanish. So I started working at Best Buy back then, because I was transferred from Montreal to Ottawa. And funny enough is that I did not speak English. I told them I did, but I didn't. And on my first day of work, I felt so sick to my stomach that I had to call in sick for my first day of work at Best Buy because I couldn't speak English. So, yeah. I had to definitely teach myself.
What did you do for your second day of work?
I just English from back to high school, and I was just trying to find the French customers because I was in the east end of Ottawa. But listen, it worked. It worked. I just pushed myself, and I was a very good salesperson over there. And then I just moved up, and I continued working hard.
So you work really hard to get where you are, and then this story comes out, Ashley Burke, a CBC journalist, says that you got your job. Why?
Because of who I married. I am married to Pierre Polyev. We got married back in December 2017, and, you know, we met at work. A lot of people meet at work. This happens. We work long hours. At the time, we were in complete separate institutions. I was part of the Senate. He's a member of Parliament of the House of Commons. And we met, we fell in love, got married, have a beautiful two-year-old girl. But yes, I started working at 21 years old, Parliament Hill. I went through a very rigorous process through the Senate Human Resources. This was not a referral because I knew someone in Parliament Hill whatsoever. And I got the job, and I worked hard. And here I am today after 12 years of working on Parliament Hill. There's a journalist that decided to not do her due diligence and call my job nepotism and completely disregarded all of the hard work that I have to do as a self-made woman and an immigrant as well, having to teach myself new languages.
So this happened on Thursday when CBC journalist Ashley Burke falsely attacked Anna Polyev of nepotism because she's married to conservative MP Pierre Polyev. And since that time, there have been numerous people coming to your defense. There have been corrections made. You've said your side of the story. You've posted this publicly for people to see. People have come to your defense in a nonpartisan way. Have you heard back from CBC or the journalist Ashley Burke?
Absolutely not. Crickets. Nothing at all.
So you were falsely accused of something. the journalism just to do a quick search or a call, none of that was made?
None of that was made, nothing.
What has come of this right now? Because that's a very dangerous, especially at an age when people are already creating divides and we have to come together. Now it's more important than ever. And to create a divide over false information is irresponsible and dangerous. But I imagine some good things have come of this as well, because people are stepping forward and talking about how you need to treat your, not just your fellow colleagues, but how you need to treat people with more respect and more dignity than this, especially women in 2020, to be called out like this.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of support from a lot of people, and there's definitely people that think it is fair game, which is outrageous. What brought this reporter to ask such question is that there is a Liberal member of parliament that broke the rules in regards to this nepotism. But that is absolutely not the case on my end. And that is something that she should have looked up and would have taken 10 seconds to do. The positive outcome for this is, I mean, if I can be quite honest, I'm actually kind of happy that it happened to me, because I am a strong woman. I am supported by strong men. My member of parliament, Michael Cooper, right away jumped to my defense without any hesitation. My husband did the same thing. And without even giving my husband any warning, I decided to step up and tell my story, defend myself. And then just after the fact, I actually told him after the fact, by the way, I just tweeted. And he loved it. He was so supportive. So I think, like, the positive thing of this is that we just need to stand up to fight back for ourselves. And it's 2020. Enough is enough.
There was a tweet that came out in response to the attack against you, and a woman said that this is funny timing because I was just about to meet with another woman to talk about getting into politics, and this is something you wouldn't want this to dissuade someone from going into politics.
Oh, absolutely not, and you're absolutely right. We discussed this actually. She, I go through the comments, and then this woman says that she was about to meet someone to tell them the reasons why they should or they shouldn't go into politics. And she said that this is one of the reasons why they shouldn't. Well, listen, I say it's the opposite. This is one of the reasons why we need probably more women in politics, is that we need to have our voices heard. We need to go there, and it can make people uncomfortable, but that's what needs to be done. And that's what I'm doing. We just have to, you know, take in charge and have our voices heard and fight back.
It just doesn't seem right that this is something that didn't, a factual error, slander, didn't even garner an apology towards you. And I wonder if it were a man, if it would have gotten the man an apology at least, or if CBC even would have made that attack against a man.
Well, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that, to be honest, because I've had a great deal of support from men in my life. I do agree that there are stereotypes out there that make it more difficult for women. But I don't know if the apology would have come either way. I felt that it was a partisan issue for this journalist, unfortunately. And rather than concentrating on the real issues, my member of parliament was there to discuss medical assistance in dying. And rather than doing that, I saw that she tried to go for a cheap shot, to be honest.
And medical assistance in dying is actually a very serious thing right now, especially when we have people who are making $0 a month because they're not getting the help that they need from the government, whether we're talking about provincial or whether we're talking about federal, and they're choosing. And I've had so many people send me messages I receive, and I'm telling you, 2 to 5 a week where somebody's telling me that they're considering medical assisted death because they can't afford to live, somebody who's part of our disabled community here. And if CBC wants to cover a story, there's a lot of information on there about that. I want to just off topic slightly, since this did start with CBC accusing you of nepotism because you're married to Conservative MP Pierre Poilievre, Anna. How did Pierre propose to you?
It's so lovely. Well, he proposed to me at the same place that we had our very first kiss. So that was in Preston Street. And he went on down on one knee, and that's when he asked me to marry him.
And your immediate response was?
Oh, absolutely, yes, of course. He's the love of my life. There's no doubt about that.
That's really sweet. Well, I'm glad that you guys have found love. How long have you been together? For 3 years now? When's your anniversary?
We have been married since 2017, yes, and we have dated since way back in 2012.
So coming up to another anniversary, I guess, at some point this year, and any anniversary that falls during a pandemic, you get to celebrate again at any choice, at any time of your choosing. So congratulations on getting to have multiple anniversaries this year.
Thank you so much, Talia.
Anna Polyev, she's a senior political communications advisor to MP Michael Cooper, and Pierre Polyev just happens to be her husband. Why are you his wife? He's your husband, right? I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods. And still ahead, Canada's first community house built for homeless veterans is a repeatable solution to house our homeless vets. So this can be used across the country. We're going to be getting to that. And Biff Naked is going to join us. And I have a Goods news story for you. That's coming up next. It is 9:20. This is The Goods on 580 CFRA.